Welcome to Perek Zayin of Sefer Daniel. If you thought Mishlei was cryptic, if you thought Eov was difficult to understand, if you thought Shashirim was quite parable-like, if you thought the dreams of Nebuchadnezzar were a little bit difficult to interpret, welcome to Prokim Zayin to Yudbeis of Sefer Daniel. Here are Daniel's own visions of the rise and falls of empires, the final redemption. Of course, it's full of machlokes as to interpretation because over here, you know, the Malach in Perek Yud Beis tells Daniel to hide these visions, conceal them. And therefore, it's very, very difficult to understand them, which bits have come true, which bits are going to come true, what do they refer to precisely, which is really, really, really interesting. In fact, there's a machlokes between Mefarshim, whether Daniel fully understood the visions himself. The Ibn Ezra, the Ralbag, Perek Ches, Psukim, Chav Hei and Chav Zayin, sounds like even Daniel didn't understand the full references in these visions. There is another thing to be aware of. There's the Machlokes, whether this was a written count or a general outline of what Daniel told others of the vision. In other words, did Daniel write, this is what, you know, this is the vision, or is this an outline of what he revealed to others? Let's have a look. What is Perek Zayin all about? So the seventh Perek is a vision during the first year of Belshazzar. This happens actually before Prokim Hei and Vav, chronologically. So he sees beasts rise from the sea. There's a lion, a leopard, a bear, and this ten-horned beast. Who are these? So Rashi says they symbolize Bavel, Paras, Yavon, and Rome. And the ten horns are the ten Roman emperors, or Aram and Yishmael. It's Rashi Rasadigon. Hashem sits in judgment and has the fourth beast killed, and the others are taken away. A man ascends to Hashem, he's given power and dominion. That is referring, says Rashi, to Moshiach. Daniel is weak of spirit due to his vision. So he knows definitely a lot of the vision, what it means. He finds out more about this ferocious beast, this fourth beast, and the future violent dominion over much of the world, which is the last Golos until the final Geula, that is Perek Zayin.